Simon Kufs Arbeis, this day. Asu a little bit of Yemeshvi, add taste a kreif of me. A woman's not allowed to go to the mikveh till nightfall of the seventh day. I feel a little bit similar to Hashem, but she looks over the base, I should test with Nami also. Not only that, but she can't even be tabled close to the evening and come home at night. The feel itself has to be at night. The feeling is achra, she'll be tabled the laila, she'll be achra Yemeshvi. Not only on the seventh day, if it's a shash, just in the middle of the seventh day, all kind of problems can happen. Even if the eighth day already, which that's no problem, can happen, but we're concerned that her daughter was seeing that she was told on the day time, which will mix up between the seventh and eighth day. Even on the eighth day, she should not rely on coming home at night. She should feel actually at night. Akalis, her favor is called in the chuppah. Akala is told before the chuppah, so she has no daughter, she's not married yet. The chuppah is lipo be yemeshmini or achar kach be yoyim. Since the whole idea of not being taught on the eighth day, the children may learn from it, so once she's married, we make a low plug, we don't differentiate, but if she's not yet married, she can't be taught on the day of the eighth day onwards. Just a track of healing to be yoyim ashvi, so gam came lipo be yoyim, just a track, Akala could even be taught on the seventh day, so, the kala can be tabled in the seventh day with one condition, that the chuppah has to be made at night. Because then there's no way of her being with her husband in the daytime. She's being tabled after the chuppah, so then she has to wait till the night.